1.
Okay, everybody. Today we're going to continue our discussion on communication styles in different cultures. First, let's talk about interrupting someone in conversation, stopping the other person to add your own idea or to ask a question. In some cultures, it's okay to interrupt the speaker. How about in your countries? Yes, Luis?
Some people might interrupt in Colombia, but you really shouldn't. It really isn't polite. It's okay to ask questions to show you're interested in what the other person is saying, but it's best to wait until the other person finishes.
What about interrupting in South Korea, Soonjin? Is it common there?
No, we usually don't interrupt, especially not older people, like parents. We listen to what they say. Interrupting is not good in Korean culture.
How about in your culture, Ali?
In Saudi Arabia, it's usually okay. It's just part of the conversation. Actually, I think if you interrupt, it shows you're a strong leader. You direct the conversation.
2.
All right. The next point I'd like to discuss is touching the other person in conversation. In your cultures, do people usually touch each other during conversation? Luis, do you want to start?
Well, in Colombia, personal connections are important. We often touch the person we're talking to, usually on the arm or shoulder. I think touching the person you're talking to gives a warm, friendly feeling. It's a good thing.
How about in your country, Soonjin? Do Koreans usually touch the other person during conversation?
Well, it depends. If I'm talking to a good friend, I might touch him on the arm or the hand. Yeah, I think touching is okay in Korea, as long as we know the person really well.
Okay, thanks. How about in your culture, Ali? What do people in Saudi Arabia do?
Oh, people touch each other a lot in Saudi Arabia, definitely. Sometimes I even hold hands with the person I'm talking to. Or maybe I touch the person to emphasize something I said, to say it more strongly.
Great, thank you.
3.
Okay, let's talk about another communication style, disagreeing. In some cultures, people feel it's impolite to disagree with others. What do you think, Luis?
In my culture, we respect people who speak well. Colombians like to argue and have discussions with each other, so we're very direct when we disagree. We are not angry. That's just the way we talk.
Soonjin?
It's really different in Korea. We don't usually disagree with or criticize others. Most people keep negative opinions to themselves, so we can keep a good relationship with the other person.
Ali?
Actually, it's okay to disagree in my country. It's kind of like interrupting. I think it shows good leadership.
4.
Let's go on to our last style, saying no directly. For example, if someone asks you to do a favor, a friend asks you to help him with his English homework, but you are very busy, or your boss invites you to a party, but you are too tired to go, is it okay to refuse? To say no directly? Luis?
I think that's tricky in Colombia, especially when it comes to family. We are very loyal to family members, so we should avoid saying no to them if they need us.
Okay. Soonjin?
Same thing in my country. We don't usually say no directly. We say no, but we express it indirectly. The other person understands what we mean, even if we don't say it directly.
And Dali?
In Saudi Arabia, it's similar. It's very important to respect your friends. So if a friend asks you for help and you can't do it, you should try not to say no directly. It doesn't show respect.